there, everyone. Welcome back to Boys R Us, where we bring you the stories of sports legends who have conquered their game. And I'm your best friend, Caden Sutton. And today, we're diving literally into the story of a man who has dominated the waves like no one else. We're talking about Kelly Slater, the greatest surfer of all time. With 11 World Surf League titles, countless record-breaking performances, and a career spanning over three decades, Slater isn't just a surfer, he's a phenomenon. How did a kid from Florida go on to redefine the sport of surfing? Let's find out. Kelly Slater was born on February 11, 1972, in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Now, if you know surfing, you might be thinking, Florida? Really? Yet, that's not exactly the surf capital of the world, but that didn't stop young Kelly. By the time he was just 6 years old, he was already hooked on surfing. By the age of 12, he was dominating junior competitions. His talent was undeniable. He had a smooth yet aggressive style, combining grace with power. And before long, he was turning heads in the pro scene. In 1992, at just 20 years old, Kelly Slater became the youngest world champion in surfing. And that was just the beginning. Over the next few years, he went on an absolute tear, winning title after title. But here's what makes Slater truly legendary. While most athletes in their 20s or the early 30s, Kelly just kept going. Fast forward two decades, and in 2011, at age 39, he won his 11th world title, becoming the oldest world champion in history. Think about that. He was at the top of his game before as a teenager, and as nearly 40-year-old veteran, no one else in surfing has ever done that. Alright, let's talk about some of Kelly Slater's mind-blowing achievements. He's won 11 world titles, the most in surfing history. Also, he's won 55 career events, the most victories ever. And first perfect 20. In 2005, he scored two perfect 10s in a single heat. Something almost impossible in competitive surfing. And he has the longest career span, from his first title in 1992 to still competing at the highest level well in his 50s. It's not just the numbers, it's the way he did it. Slater wasn't just a competitor, he was a revolution. He redefined tube riding, aerials, and high-performance surfing. He made the impossible look easy. So what made Kelly Slater different? It wasn't just his talent. It was his mental game. He was obsessed with improving. He studied wave physics, board design, and even the psychology of the competition. He once said, "The best surfer out there is the one having the most fun." That's the key. He loved the sport, while others focused on the competition. Kelly focused on the art of surfing, and that's what kept him at the top for decades. Kelly Slater isn't just a champion. He's an ambassador for the sport. He used his fame to promote ocean conservation, fight against pollution, and even revolutionize wave technology. Ever heard about the Kelly Slater Wave Company? Yeah, he built an artificial wave pool that produces perfect competition level waves, something that could change the future of surfing forever. He's also launched his eco-friendly surf brand, providing that he's just as dedicated to protecting the ocean as he is to riding the waves. Kelly Slater's career is unmatched, and his legacy is undeniable. He didn't just break records, he set the standard for what modern surfing is today. Even now, well in his 50s, he's still out there, competing, innovating, and inspiring the next generation. If there's one thing to learn from Kelly's journey, it's that passion and dedication will always keep you riding the waves of success, no matter your age. And that's the story of Kelly Slater, the greatest surfer of all time. From a grom in Florida to an 11-time world champion, his journey is one of passion, perseverance, and pure talent. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to like, subscribe, and comment with your favorite Kelly Slater moment. Who should we cover next? Let us know. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, whether it's sports or life, always ride the wave to greatness.